This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
I've had the pleasure of sitting in on a number of his meetings so far, and he's just, it's everything I thought it would be, really. It's a guy that's done it at a high level. He's coordinated, he's orchestrated a number of high-performing defenses. He's got a plan. He's super smart. We were just sitting in my office yesterday talking about some game management things that have popped up, whether it's here in Chicago, where I was at the past, where he was in the past, and we see the game naturally the same way.
That is Ben Johnson talking about Dennis Allen. This is Rahimi and Harris with Mark Grody on The Score. We are live from the parking lot here at Wrigleyville Dogs. The food is in effect. Circa Sports Illinois, our friends bringing this event to us. Marquee is also here. There's places to take pics. You can watch TV. Apparently, Connor O'Donnell says there's pizza puffs.
I didn't know what that was, actually. Connor just explained to me what a pizza puff was. I've never had one.
It's a glorious pastry, and inside is pizza.
I was thinking about eating a food item every break, so it's a short
challenge.
Show.
Challenge.
Everybody believes that I can do that, right?
Yes.
It's a short what? Show. What? To eat an item?
Like, I'll have a pizza puff, then I'll go back to a hot dog, maybe an Italian beef.
What has happened in your life that you've never had a pizza puff or come across?
From Alabama.
Yeah. So? But you've been to a lot of places in between. Like, is the pizza puff
I don't think I've
unique?
Ever seen a pizza puff.
Is that unique to Chicago?
No.
Is Philly, it really? Okay.
Pittsburgh,
Mr. Boston
Cincinnati,
over here.
Sacramento, yeah. These are the places.
Oh, really? Wow, he's from
Why
Boston.
Why have I heard of pizza puffs, like, for a long time? Did somebody just bestow that information upon me gracefully?
No, this is cool. I didn't realize it was that pizza puffs were necessarily a Chicago thing. Now I've always got pride. Now I'm just bubbling over with pride.
All right, so Marshall's going to get food every break. I am going to tell you that we have a little bit of breaking news. It's a little bit of breaking news. It still deserves a wildfire. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. We were trying to figure out who the probables were for the Cubs this weekend. Jared Wireless and the Cubs reporting crew saying that today will be calling Ray. Right now, Saturday is TBD. That usually would have been Ben Brown, but Ben Brown gave up 8 runs to the Reds earlier.
In
his last
start,
yeah. So Jameson Taillon is set to go on Sunday. So we'll keep you posted as we lead you up to the game here at 1:20. Of course, Zach Zaidman and the crew get you started earlier than that. Getting back to the Bears. And like I said, we want your calls in a few minutes. 312-644-6767. You are allowed to sound off about the Bears and us on this show. The defense had come up because of something you heard Mark Grody as to an unlikely leader who has emerged. When Montez Sweat, one of the highest paid Bears, who was considered incredibly pivotal to this defense's success, talked on the microphone and at the podium, I did not expect him to give credit to others in the way that he did.
Dex is he's a leader on the D-line. He's a leader on this team. He's from Florida, so it was kind of convenient for us to come and meet him down there. And I just thought it was important because just meeting your new teammates, letting them just developing that chemistry and all those type of things. It's important.
He's talking about Jervon Dexter as a leader.
Yeah. Yeah, this surprised me. And just to give a little bit of the background, the genesis, Cabrera, of the story that we're talking about.
I see
about.
What you did there.
I think we see him this weekend, potentially.
Why not? Lefty reliever. They never go out of style, as Pat Hughes would say. But the genesis of that was that it was Jervon Dexter who did the thing. There's always a player that does the thing, and that is to put together a group of players to work out in the off season. And it was Jervon Dexter who put that together, who put it together in a, for them, a centrally located area in Florida. But the part that got me was that doesn't alone necessarily mean that you're a leader, but it means that you're interested in making your team better. But when Jervon Dexter is saying, or I'm sorry, when Montez Sweat is saying that he is a leader, that says to me that this was going on last year in the locker room as well, which surprises me in a good way. Like, I was really happy to hear, like, I was listening to it all again yesterday. I'm like, wow, low key. This is very interesting because he has a voice in that locker room, and I love to hear it because he didn't come across, honestly, as somebody who was in that locker room every day as a guy who was a voice for the defensive line. He was always cordial to the media, always good to us, but I didn't realize that he had stepped it up to that point. And I think that that is great. You know, Montez Sweat is the most important player on that defensive line, but he's not – he doesn't really care to talk. You know, he's kind of shy in that way. So I could see him sort of passing on the leadership to other guys so we can make a debate on whether or not that is good. But it's nice to hear somebody like Jervon Dexter, who has a lot on the line, is stepping up in that regard. I'd rather see him step up as a player, though.
Here's the thing about Jervon Dexter. We've seen flashes, right? And so it's not like we don't believe that he's not a capable guy. He's just one of those guys who fits into second-round pick, but has yet to reach the potential, whatever it is they saw in him on draft day when they made him a pick in the 50s. And I wonder, going into his third year, Mark, you're absolutely right. He's got to prove something this season. And it would seem he has better teammates, better, more proven teammates to do so with, especially with Andrew Billingsley being back and healthy, especially when you look around and the additions that they've made, especially with a tactician on the level and with the experience, the resume of a Dennis Allen. I'm so curious to see how this carries over to the field. Remember, 5 sacks last year. That was only half a sack back of the leader, Montez Sweat. Now, I know that's saying a lot about what Montez Sweat did not do, but it's also saying, hey, at least he was among the leaders, both statistically and now we're finding out in the locker room as well.
Right. He got into marathon shape, as he said. He took it upon himself to work outside of the framework that he had been given to try to do more. It showed. We saw that. The 5 sacks is a really good mention of that. 51 total tackles, as we know. But I think there's a couple of pieces in this information that are worth clarifying. Number one, with a new defensive coordinator for him, I think Dennis Allen might find a better way to use him. I wonder if the Bears tried to change him in a way that either was more suited to who he was before he got to Florida, or is something that they wanted to mold him to in their image of that defense at the time. I don't necessarily know that Dennis Allen is that way. What we do know about DA so far is he appreciates size. He appreciates speed.
Yeah,
you know, how passionately does he talk about he can run? You know, that's like the Dennis Allen seal of approval. So all of that said, that should benefit him. So this is much definitely, I think, a year where he's going to have to perform.
Well,
Dexter.
And he's got, like, we keep talking about the reinforcements and the guys that are there. This actually causes Jervon Dexter to have to compete harder because you bring in Grady Jarrett, I could pretty much pencil him in as your 3 technique. You drafted a guy in Shamar Turner in the second round as well. So you got 2 guys. When you draft a guy in the second round, as they did with Jervon Dexter, and every time I talked to Jervon Dexter, the conversation would come up about how he thought he should have been a first round pick. So there's some proving that needs to be done with Jervon Dexter, and playing time may be a little harder for him to come by because of the upgrades and because, again, they went out, they had to draft another second round. Unfortunately, part of that is because Zach Pickens is not working out like we had thought, and I'm not sure what the Bears, what their evaluation is going into this year on Jervon Dexter. Do they see him as part of the future? Does he still have to make a big jump? I do think that there still needs to be a big jump.
Well, that's why I say the prove it portion of this, when you say, do you see him as part of the future? I think that's still within his control to a degree.
I think so.
And yeah. I think if he does well in training camp, if he does well in the preseason, and then I don't know what the rotations are going to look like. You know, how curious are we about how much just even Montez Sweat is actually going to be on the field, right?
Yeah.
You're just curious, like, how will Dennis Allen utilize these guys and how heavy will the rotations be? And I think that will tell us a lot about how they see some of these players. And Jervon Dexter has a chance. His legacy is far from written, either good, bad, indifferent. He still has primary control over that. Some guys don't have primary control of that because of who they're on a team with, because of where they were drafted. He still is in the driver's seat in determining his own legacy.
I will say this. It is going to reach a time this year, especially with a new head coach, or some of the people who you thought were going to have major value on this team, draft pick-wise, are going to have to make some tough decisions as far as who they value. I think you're already seeing potential log jams at certain positions. So how that moves forward in that, we're going to evaluate it with mini camp and obviously training camp. But that is a big part of this that maybe we haven't, I think, examined enough, is certain people that we thought held value are not going to hold as much value moving forward.
That's a great way to put it, and it's not out of the realm of possibility that Jervon Dexter is one of those guys. But when we hear the earnestness with which he is taking this offseason and the leadership piece, he's certainly saying and doing the things that he needs to do to be as relevant on this team as he wants. And then you even talk about guys like Austin Booker. I don't know if this was good for him either, because last year we looked at Booker and said, this is one of the, he was, as I say, he was a preseason hero. The Bears always have that guy that is really good in the preseason.
Austin Booker wins the Gage Workman Award. Gage Workman deserves an award named after him, and I feel like Austin Booker deserves the Gage Workman Award.
Gage Workman outshined Kyle Tucker during, do you remember what we were talking about in spring training? Oh man, is Kyle Tucker going to be a bust for the Cubs? What the hell's going on with
Nobody
Kyle Tucker?
Who thought that?
Man, not really. I just like to make stuff up sometimes. I like to be dramatic.
But that is what happens. Yeah. We all fall in love with somebody in a not real season.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny is Cole Wright was here earlier. And remember Cole speaking passionately about Gage Workman? And I was like, oh, man, Cole's onto something with these Gage Workman comments.
We all wanted him to be so good. You know, because I think it's because his name is Gage Workman. I mean, and
Gage Tater Workman.
Yeah, I think we liked his name. We kind of heard, this guy's hitting home run. Oh, he's a rule whatever guy.
Rule 5,
rule 6, whatever it takes. You know?
220, 221.
So to your points, both of you, yes. I think the important...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kind of swinging mechanism on this. The
hinge. The tater.
Well, no, not the tater. Going back to how you described Jervon Dexter and whether or not...
Marshall Tater Harris.
Yes.
How do you like that?
Yeah, you got to eat one of those now during the break.
Marshall Biscuit Harris, but that's just me.
Oh, you
risk it for the biscuit.
If we're going to go for the carb, it's going to be a biscuit is my carb of choice.
If there's one thing I know you do, it is risk it for the biscuit. Yeah, that's what you just described at the beginning of the show at Parking Lot Pimpin'.
That's not risking anything. That's just having conversation. I'm of an age where I know how to have just normal conversations with people. I don't have to.
Are you going to parking lot pimp tonight? Like, because you have mentioned it twice.
No. I mentioned it. It was me.
That was a long time ago. But listen, back to this discussion.
What about the pizza puffs?
The future of these guys who have been drafted, guys. The big deal here is the fact that this name exists in the lexicon. This name exists in your memory banks. And how they treat these players, this is what I'm looking at. Bayless Jones Jr.
What? Why?
How much leash are they willing to give these guys?
Oh, right. This ain't 2022. Well, this ain't 2024.
That was the funniest part when they're like, well, this is going to be hard to make the roster. And I'm like, is it? And I was at Circa. I was at the pool at Circa yelling about Bayless Jones Jr. And then I was getting flack on the internet then, and this is ruining my stadium swim experience because I was having to talk about it. And look what happened.
It's a two-part question.
If your girl wasn't right.
Did Ryan
Poles?
Next
time I go to stadium swim, if any of you bring up Bayless Jones.
Yeah, get her a pile of koozies. She needs some calming. Okay?
I need the koozies.
Yeah, get her some koozies now.
I'm bringing up the vajay
covers.
What? Parking lot Pippin has taken a whole new meaning.
Bayless Jones Jr. What are the initials?
Look at these people
What are the initials of Bayless Jones Jr.?
Oh, yeah, VJJ.
Mitch is walking up.
What? Wait. Is that not it? Are those not his initials? Bayless Jones Jr.? VJJ? Is that not how that goes?
There's kids walking in here right now.
Derek Stevens is looking at us.
Children, we're sorry.
So number one is does Ryan Poles learn from his mistake? Number two is, how much influence does Ben Johnson have going forward on this?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.